This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
The Ant Colony by Jenny Valentine, read by Gareth Cassidy and Helen Longworth.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Sam. I saw a girl. Just a kid. It's not what happened first, but it's a good place to start. I can see her now. She could be standing right in front of me. I wish she was. Dark red hair, cream white skin, eyes to the ground. I was walking past and she was there in a doorway, an open doorway onto the street. Behind her was another door into the place, a bar, I think, or a club, maybe. And around her, between the two doorways, was just black, pure matte black. Her clothes were black, so her dark red hair and her pale face and hands were the only places of light. She looked like she was appearing out of the night, sitting for a painter who had been dead 200 years. I'm not joking. There she was, in the rougher end of Camden High Street, looking like she belonged on the wall of the National Gallery. I kept walking, and I held her picture in my head, and I remember thinking, what if I went back and said hello? What if I told her how she looked and how much I wished I had a camera and some idea of how to use it? I'd scare her, a big bloke like me.